Chicago Bulls have found their new lead assistant and former head coach for the Washington Wizards, Wes Unseld. We're going to talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, Steve-O's also in the building today. What's going on, Steve-O? The Bulls have hired their new lead assistant in Wes Unseld Jr. Now, this is interesting for a few different reasons. He did work over in Denver before, so there is some familiarity there. But people may forget that Wes Unseld Jr. was actually a finalist to be the head coach for the Chicago Bulls before he ended up hiring Billy Donovan. How do you feel about Wes Unseld Jr. as the new lead assistant for the Bulls?
He's a coach that I've always had an eye on, especially he's one of the coaches that I felt like that's not a big name, because I'm kind of like in the same lane with you. I don't really want to go after a big name. I kind of want us to find our own guy. And I'm kind of mad he took the job he just did when he was a former head coach for the Wizards, because it's nothing you could do with that team. So It didn't really show what he could really do. But I'm glad that we have an addition for us to be our coach. As you know, we lost our last assistant coach to, I think, where did he go, Sacramento?
She went to Charlotte. Charlotte. Yeah, he went to Charlotte to join that staff.
If you know, he has a great mind for basketball. Of course, he's the son of Wes Unseld. A great basketball mind within himself. So I'm willing to see. So you want to check up some, you want to shake up some things with this roster. You want to shake up things with this organization, and the coaching style has to be a part of it. You have to look and address the times where, you know, the coaching wasn't up to standard, not just from the head man, but everybody down that line, because he's not the only one on that bench. So I'm glad they're looking into it, and because he was a finalist and he's somebody I'm familiar with and I kind of wanted to get the job, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I agree too. I look at it and I say this is that he's somebody that, like, AK seems to, he keeps his eye on guys, right? And as a lead assistant, I get it. People are going to try to go to his record with the Washington Wizards, which he had a 77-130 record there. But we all know that franchise is run like absolute shit. Like, let's be clear there. Like, immediately when he came in there in 2021-22, there was immediate change and issues up and down that roster at that point in time. So, you know, yeah, he hasn't had the best success as a head coach, but as a lead assistant, a guy who has a voice, a guy who is well respected for his basketball mind, he became one of the more coveted potential head coaches out there for a while because of those things, because of what he did in Denver between 2015 and 2021. So I like it for what it is. And he may eventually be the head coach as well, because I am hearing there's a lot more smoke to Mark Eversley potentially getting this Detroit job than what people think. So,
yeah, like, and he kind of fits the it kind of has me a little bit worried, because what he likes to do in his coaching style, it kind of fits the current Bulls of right now, which is he likes to, especially in the offensive scheme of things, he just likes to move around and look for important shots. And that's why it wasn't really working in the Wizards, because he didn't have enough players that was able to make efficient and important shots on the floor that he wanted. So when that comes to mind, when you think of something like that, that immediately comes to mind like a DeMar. That immediately comes to mind like a Zach, because those are the people that feeds off of at the right shots, their hot point spots, and picking and choosing which spots they want. And that's his coaching style. So it just fits the current construction right now. So that's the only thing that has me slightly worried. But he has a creative mind when it comes to the offensive side of the ball, which we desperately need, because I'm tired of the damn, if we can't do the pick and roll, we're just going to pass around to somebody cut. And nobody's going to cut but one person.
Yeah. And it's always difficult to know exactly what assistant coaches do, even the lead assistant. But here's the thing to me, and I'm not saying that this is the case, I don't know, I'm not in those conversations, but this feels more like an AK hire than a Billy Donovan hire. And that makes me a little bit more optimistic in the fact that his voice is going to be something that is maximized. Not over Billy Donovan's, of course, but I have that hope that he is going to come in here and be more than just to push Billy Donovan's already thinking and agenda. He's coming in to kind of add a new set of eyes on things. The fact that AK is extremely familiar with Wes Unseld Jr. They would have been at Denver a lot at the same time, I think goes a long way in pointing to that too. So again, this is my hope right now. I'm not saying that that's the exact case, but my hope is that that because of this, and it seeming like more of an AK hire than anything, this helps add some new eyes and a new voice that is actually going to be prioritized a lot in this locker room for the Bulls fans.
Yeah, because you could tell, like, nobody was getting through to none of these players, so you need to bring in somebody, another voice of reason, another voice with respect on it. I feel like these players will respect them early and often, and you need that. Like I said, when you're talking about we need to make changes, the coaching staff is a part of that, and you have to address that. So I'm glad they're just doing it. I feel like they need to spoil more. I think this is not the only coach that we should probably look at and get. We should add on some more as well.
Two more spots.
Yeah. And it could be a big difference off how we play as a culture, because we don't really have a culture right now. So we need to set a precedent of culture here, and that's something we need to do. And he could be a part of it.
For sure. I like it. Really solid signing. I do think that this is kind of a forward-thinking signing as well. I'm not saying for sure that if Billy Donovan were to move into the front office, anything that Wes Unseld would be the head coach automatically. But I do think this is an opportunity to get a guy in here to see what they help bring, to get familiarity with the players. And then, you know, over the next 2 years, we'll see what happens with that. So,
yeah, like it, you got to, especially with the team still got that young piece to him. Of course, we got Kobe, we got Ayo, we got Patrick Williams, who I still think they're probably going to try to keep along. And like I said, it's just the way we currently are, it just fits the way he want to play. It's like he run a lot of stack, he likes to delay. And with the size that we have, and I would say our bigs was a way more skilled than theirs, it could work. So I'm willing to do it. I'm glad they do it. They made the decision ahead of the draft so he could be a part of the draft process as well.
That's a good point too. I didn't think about that, because he was the lead scout for the Wizards at one point as well. His first stint with the Wizards before he was head coach, he was actually a lead scout there as well. So listen, this is a solid, like I get it. Assistant coaches, you don't want to make it seem like this is going to be what changes your franchise.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry." And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or anything like that, but this is a good, solid hire. And I know some Bulls fans, the more pessimistic ones, are going to say, "Oh, well, yeah, is this the change that we really need?" Yeah, in a sense, we're not done yet. You can't make changes with the roster yet. But this is something that I think has to be looked at as overall of a positive hire. So
it was better than chain smoking Mo Cheeks.
Not chain smoking Mo Cheeks. That's crazy.
You know that motherfucker look like he go through a pack a week.
That's hilarious.
His face, I ain't never seen a black man with a gray face.
Yeah, yeah. Bulls Daily said, you never heard of Wes Unseld Jr. Bulls Daily? That's, you tripping on that one, bro. He actually interviewed here before. Korn says, okay, I like it. Korn, you need to know that with this, they definitely ain't drafting Zach Edey. So I'll tell you that right now. Wes Unseld Jr. ain't drafting no Zach Edey, bro. And so you might as well.
We not looking at, and that's another thing. Like, I think we're going to get out of that. Like, we're not going to be drafting these projects no more. Like,
yeah.
the DNA of whoever was making the decisions in the past few drafts is long arms, tall, lanky defenders. Instead of that, I don't think Wansell is gonna be a part of that. And he needs some buckets. And he wants somebody can either be a certain type of role outside of defense, or they could get a bucket. And there's some people we could get.
Question I want to throw to you on this one is, with Wes Unseld Jr. being on Mike Malone's staff for so long over in Denver, do you think that this may point towards, and we only have speculation right now, that the Bulls may be looking to make some considerable changes to their offensive scheme this year?
Yeah, you have to. Like, there are so many times where, especially toward the end of the season, y'all sitting here like, well, bro, you going to watch the game anyway. But I was like, I'm tired of watching it because we not playing basketball. We just fucking around. Yeah. We just seeing what happens. Like, we're not really out here running no offensive scheme out there. You were just going there saying pick and roll and figure it out, make a good play. Like, that is, there's way more to basketball and from a coach's sense that we could be taught at this team. And we don't have trash. This not team is not trash, talent-wise. It's not. So if you just actually put some thought and care into some of these players and come up with some actual schemes instead of just pick and roll and let DeMar do him, how about you to set up a play where the defense draws to and Kobe is out there on that corner, he could swing it over there, or somebody could cut from there if they rotate, make the defense think. We don't make the defense think.
Yeah. This Wes Unseld Jr. is also Michael Porter Jr., Nikola Jokic, and Jamal Murray have all talked glowingly about how he helped them develop. And I specifically want to talk about that piece for Michael Porter Jr. and Kobe White, Jamal Murray specifically, because there's a lot of Jamal Murray and Kobe White. Right. And I think that if Wes Unseld sees some of the similarities and how he can be used, and then with Michael Porter Jr., listen, I'm not here to say that, I'm not here to compare the players per se, but when you look at us having both Julian Phillips and Patrick Williams, maybe Wes Unseld Jr. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, if you look at it, Pat Will doesn't have the injury history Michael Porter does.
Yeah.
Michael Porter is getting to the point where now he can come off the dribble and he can go to the lane. Pat somewhat already has that. It's just about him being aggressive. And he's already one of the best shooters on this team, so he can really do the Michael Porter role. But you need a joker in your situation. That's all I'm saying.
We don't have that. But yeah, this is a really good move. This is a smart move by AK. And I think this is a move that goes a long way in hopefully, laying out a foundation of better expectations, because Wes Unseld Jr. is not the type of coach. He's a hands-on coach. When you look at what he did at his assistant over in Denver, and he's not a guy. He's the type. I've always said over this last year, why doesn't Billy Donovan stop the players in practice and ask them why they're not moving without the ball? Wes Unseld Jr. is going to have to come in here and say, he's going to say, listen, why the fuck aren't y'all moving without the ball?
I don't think we got to worry about that, because he had a person named Curry Crisper, who I want on the Bulls, that always moved.
Yeah.
And I mean always.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. Any last thoughts, Steve, before we get up out of here? I was in the middle of posting this. By the way, when I post the daily episode today, don't ask me why we didn't talk about this on the daily. It's already recorded. It was uploaded. Then every single fucking time I upload an episode late, breaking news fucking happens every fucking time. Anyway.
I was just telling somebody about this podcast, the game. They'd be like, you never don't want to do nothing. Like, I'm like, bro, it's very hard to plan a day when you never know what can happen.
Especially in the offseason. Like, during the season, it's okay. Yeah. It's like a game starts at 8. Bet, let me make sure I'm home by 7. During the offseason, and the Bulls always seem to do shit at the most. Why at noon today? What were they doing when they said, on a Saturday at noon, they said, bet, let's go ahead and lock in the new coach.
And then you got the punk and pride pose would do some shit at 6 in the morning or at midnight on a Sunday evening. Like, whoa.
Every fucking time, bro. Every fucking time. Every time. who skipped over? We literally talked. Did you not weren't here at the beginning? And we talked about it. They had a terrible, flawed roster here. Like go back and rewind. You gonna say something stupid? This ain't the show. We ain't fucking ESPN. You just said something fucking stupid. We just spent the whole first 15 minutes. I mean, well, no, it's only 15 minute live stream. 10 minutes talking about it. Go and suck some dick. How about that? Go do that with yourself, bro.
I'm just saying. What is he supposed to do? What he supposed to do with a over cocky ass Jordan Poole, a white boy that can only shoot, Kyle Kuzma who can't play no defense but is a streaky shooter, and they sub a real life backup point guard that's being a starter. What is he supposed to do?
I have no idea, bro. I have no idea, man. But let's get up out of here, man. Let me go finish posting this daily episode, man. I love you guys. Hey. This is a nice change for the Chicago Bulls, especially as an assistant and what he has done to help development of other players, also as a scout at times. So I think this is a really solid hire by the Chicago Bulls, and let's see if it actually ends up turning into that, man. So, but hey, see, I'm going to have to cook somebody else. No, I'm just an asshole, first of all. And music feeds the hole. You need to worry about before I feed your mama some dick if you keep talking shit. How about that? I'm just an asshole. Ain't nobody gives a shit about what y'all say. I'm just an asshole. Yeah. I love you guys. Go Bulls. See you, Red, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.